I always appreciated the power of paying attention to your kids. But if you just pay attention to this really, really small thing, like little tiny things they're interested in, when an 18-month-old is walking out, walk at the child's pace. Mm-hmm. You know, what? You know, we are only going to get halfway down the block, but man, we are going to do so much together.
Thank you so much for tuning in. Let's get started here on the Who Is Your Mama podcast. If I am not recording a Who Is Your Mama podcast, then I am probably working at my company, Tippy Toes. I want to tell you about Tippy Toes because there are awesome business opportunities and it might just be the right fit for you. Tippy Toes is a children's dance company and we go into schools and we offer dance classes on site. It is a blast. You don't have to have dance experience, but you do have to have a passion to build a business and make an impact in your community because that is what we do at Tippy Toes. It is a franchise, so you get to run your own business, but you are not in business alone. If you have any interest in possibly exploring the idea of Tippy Toes, of running a franchise yourself, please reach out. Go to check out our website, tippytoesdance.com. That's TippyToesDance.com, tippytoesdance.com. You can learn more about what we do there at Tippy Toes, and who knows, we can even get to hang out more. So go check it out. Would love to see if that is a business fit for you. What about Caitlin?
I was just saying, like, Caitlin's a different kid, and she's a how kid. I would say your kids are what, why, where, how kids. Like, which one do they identify with?
Okay.
Where can you hook them? And Caitlin's a how kid, and Caitlin's like, I say, like, I see if Caitlin was in that patient, it's like, wow, I wonder how you're going to get stronger. I wonder how we're going to get you home. And then her brain would start hooking into that question.
That's really, again, it's being like so connected with your kiddo and knowing their language and knowing what's going to motivate them. But I think the power of what you did in that hospital room and then what you did in the days after, the weeks after of recovering. And again, another part of the book when you're the part with the chair in, you know, when you guys are back at home and, you keep trying to get him to walk and go. And, you know, I would just think as a mom, you're almost as worried for them mentally as you are physically, you know, it all has to play into it. But it felt like to me going through the book that it felt like I could feel the mom energy that you had of wanting him to feel momentum. And
that's it. That's good. Momentum. Exactly.
And you did such a good job though, through the actions that you took, you know, it wasn't, and I think what I loved was how you paired the action with the words. Cause it's one thing to be like, come on, hon, come on, you can do it. You can do it. Like, but that gets real old, but you are putting action to the things. And then again, that speaks to him so well. And I can imagine that this experience did shape him and who he is today. Cause it's been quite some time, but even in the moment back in 2008, were you surprised at his grittiness? Because he had been an elite athlete already by, you know, at Yale and swimming, diving team. But I mean, the amount of grit that it took for him to get a weight as he is there with 23% of his body burnt. Were you surprised at that? Or were you like, this is how he's always been? I've seen this in him. He's had this determination like no other kid. Or were you surprised in that moment?
You know, I think that I'm always surprised by my kids. I think that there's, you know, we know, you can see in your small children that they've got agency, that they can do something. And Colin certainly had ability to move forward. But he was developing a really strong mindset, and he certainly had grit. But if you had told me this kid is not only going to recover, but he's going to climb Mount Everest, I would be shocked. I would just like cry tears of joy. So
yeah,
I think he took it beyond what I could imagine.
Yeah, that's interesting. I think that's it's kind of cool to know as a parent too, like even at 22 or however old, that like they will still bring, you know, they still are going to develop and who they are and show you who they are, you know. But again, I also feel like it goes back to so many of the things that we've learned about how you parented had, you know, subconsciously they're just stewing in him about, you know, challenges are good and, you know, trying to do things and you know, being true to yourself. It just feels like that was all, you know, part of the solution, which is just incredible.
Don't you feel like with your kids that you're getting as much as you're giving, right? So you can see how what you're doing is hopefully having this positive impact on your kids. But for me, I'm always fascinated with the fact that you get to learn, because their interests are different than yours. Their goals are different than yours. And so I never knew I was going to learn so much about mountaineering or climbing or Antarctica. My God, how cold something is. Or my daughter, Caitlin, you know, how do cars work, or how do rivers and soil interweave with each other? That I think that you just, if you're open to it, you get to have this whole education that you never expected.
Yes, I totally agree with that. And I love the point. And I mean, my kids are little and I have already been down that road. I'm already like, I've learned like back to the Wildcrats, but I mean, they're upset. Like, but also what I love is like, I want to keep fostering that. Somewhere between though, I'll be honest, is I don't know how, I don't want to ever pigeonhole them. Like, okay, they're like it because they're seven, though I don't want to like always give her frogs for the rest of her life, but also but also let her lean into that. And really, I mean, all of them are obsessed with it, but I totally agree. And I think there's so much that we can learn from kids. And I have found too that my kids push me, you know, they push me because I need, I need to rise to the occasion to be their mom. I got to model the behavior that I want them to see. And I would guess for you, there had to be days when you were trying to help Colin learn how to walk again, that you were, I mean, did you have days where you're like, forget it. Ugh, I'm over this. Or as the mom, were you like, well, that's not an option. I can't do that, because then what if he does? Like, did you have any of those thoughts?
No, it's not an option.
You
just have to keep going, and you're going to collapse someday, and you're going to get gray hairs because of it, and you're going to have wrinkles on your face, and then those get to be your, what you're proud of, you know, your scars that you get to walk with.
Totally.
But yeah, you can't stop. You just have to, I think it's just part of what you sign up for.
Yeah. Yeah. Without a doubt. And isn't it funny how, like, if it were you, maybe would have taken a day easier, taken a day off. But when I feel like when you're showing up for your kid's sake, you're like, nope,
there you go.
I'm here for it.
I'm here.
Yeah.
This is it. This is what it's all about.
Okay. So, I mean, we can all agree your kids are all incredible and wonderful and they're just happy, fulfilled people. Are there characteristics that you see in your kids that you think stand out as special? And maybe it is that you don't see it in so many other kids, and maybe it's what you see in them today, or maybe, you know, you saw it when they were little. But are there any specific traits or characteristics that you see in your kids that you're like, man, I really like that. That really makes me proud.
You know what I love about Colin? I just love his ability to laugh. And I mean, people that know him, he has this incredible sense of humor. He can laugh at himself. He can laugh at life. I have felt like that's just been such a joy. He has made me laugh for years. He can just tickle me. So I just appreciate that piece of who he is.
Yeah.
And, my Caitlin, she's a scientist. And so that's to me, that's just like a whole other universe that she helps me explore, and that she has dared to go into without, you know, me knowing anything about it. So I'm very proud of my kids.
Isn't that great?
I'm very proud of them.
Such a happy.
It's nice. But it's hard. You know, it's hard. It's not easy. It's it's the toughest job you'll ever love. And there are hard days, there are good days, and there's just so many proud days, you know, which is, you know, some of the gifts you get back.
Yeah. Yeah. That's absolutely. I love that. And you know what I love too about for both of those for your kiddos is that it's more about what you love is like, you know, who they are and not about, you know, you don't love Colin. Obviously, of course, you don't love Colin because he has world records and has done all these things. You don't love your kids for anything other than like being who they are. You know, like it's just nice to love your kids as they are, which is so wonderful.
Well, and just accept them for who they are.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
You got to love them for who they are, and you got to let them be who they are.
Yes. Yeah. Without it.
Otherwise, it's really frustrating.
I can imagine, right? That would be less than pleasant. And I think when you see them blossom into them, then they're also taking ownership for who they are, which then allows them to feel comfortable in their own skin and as an adult, which for me that, you know, again, mine are so little, but it's just like, that's what I hope. I just hope they're happy, you know, when they're older and that they're doing something they're passionate about, which is, you know, your kids have done. And so that's part of what I love these conversations, because it's, you know, I think we can agree parenthood isn't like following the map and everybody, you know, it's not a linear path. You never know kind of how it goes, but hearing your perspective and then knowing that your kids found their path, you know, it's some combination of what you did and how they were raised that led them to where they are today. And so that's what I love learning from amazing, legendary moms like you. It's so, so cool. We're coming close to the end here. So I have another question for you, just kind of a general, and you've given so much incredible advice today, which I'm so grateful for, but I'd love any, you know, you're going to talk to, I don't know, me or a mom with kids, tweens, or any age kid, who whatever kind of advice you want to dole out. What parenting advice would you give to a parent that, let's say, still is in the trenches? They still have their kids at home. What kind of advice, or actually, it doesn't even matter. Any parenting advice from you, I'll take.
Everybody's on their own path, and all these parents have their own strengths. I always appreciated the power of paying attention to your kids. But if you just pay attention to this really, really small thing, like little tiny things they're interested in, when an 18-month-old is walking out, walk at the child's pace. Mm-hmm. You know, we're only going to get halfway down the block, but man, we are going to see so much together. So paying attention, walking at the child's pace, I would say. The power of ritual, I think having rituals in a family, mm-hmm. whether it's having family dinner each night, whether it's asking what's your high-low, what was your high-low for the day at family dinner, having holidays. We had a makeup holiday in our house called March 9th. It's called Junk Food Day because we're such a natural food family that the kids wanted to eat junk food. So we created a holiday.
Oh, I love it. Junk Food Day. March 9th, you said?
March 9th.
I love it.
Junk Food Day. You can have whatever you want. And so I think that, you know, those pieces of this everyday living, paying attention to small things, having rituals, matter.
That's great. I love it. I totally agree. And it's funny, I feel like sometimes those rituals, those are the moments that stick out. You know, when they do it year after year after year, then when they look back, those somehow have a way of sticking out when it's been done over and over. Now, one thing we didn't quite talk about, and I would love to just, you've had a great career and you've done a lot of things in your life. How did you manage staying connected with your kids and giving them that attention and yet still pursuing your own wishes and desires as a woman, as a mom?
You know, it is just so hard. Mm-hmm. I just think especially in these times of COVID and coronavirus, people are just being pulled between their kids and their career. And I have so much empathy. There is no magic solution.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There definitely is no magic solution. And I'm one of these people that believe that it's okay if you take 3 months off work. I think you're going to get back into, if you need to take a summer off, take a summer off, be with your kids. You know, I had to work when they were little. And so we would do crazy things where one person would go in at 5 a.m. and come home at noon and trade off. The other person worked from noon to 8. And I don't recommend that. I really don't recommend that. I don't have the magic solution on that. I do think that when you're on your deathbed, you're not going to say, God, I had a great career.
Yeah.
You're going to say, oh my God, I love my children. And, you know, if they have to make a choice, I err towards the small things that I did with my children. Mm.
That is some powerful advice. That is so true and absolutely right. And I love that and appreciate that insight from you. That's awesome. Okay, Eileen, I like to wrap it up with fun, random, rapid fire questions.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Okay. So there are 4 questions and just whatever comes to mind, there's no right or wrong answer. Okay. What one thing helped you unwind after a hectic mom day?
Calling my girlfriend. It's a lost art, you guys. I'm just talking to the young moms right now. Pick up the phone. Stop texting. Call your girlfriend. Spend an hour on the phone. It will do you well.
Oh, I love it. Done. Okay. What one food did you give your kids the most in their life?
Oh my gosh. Probably mac and cheese.
I did not.
Something very simple.
I did not expect that from you. I expected something much more natural. I don't know. It makes me feel much better about the amount of mac and cheese my children have eaten.
Definitely.
Okay.
Mac and cheese.
All right. Most enjoyable destination that your family ever went to together?
Oh, anywhere outside, in the mountains, at the lake. Mm-hmm. You know, the outside is free.
Yes.
You know, free entertainment.
Okay.
So outside.
Love it. Okay. This is a tough one. A word or a phrase that you would use to describe your life as a mom?
Joy.
That's the best. Eileen, you are a legendary mama. You are
you're sweet.
You are, I mean, I just am so grateful that we got to talk. And like I said, I missed about half of my questions because I was just so enthralled. Your specific walk as a mom has been so interesting. You've been put up against things that a lot of moms wouldn't know what to do. And just hearing the grit and determination that you had and how that really made a huge impact on your kids and who they are today. It's inspiring and it's remarkable. And it's just so cool to listen and hear it firsthand from you. So thank you for sharing with all of us and helping us all to become better parents. And you're awesome. And I just enjoyed our time so much together. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Megan. You're amazing. You're so supportive. I love it.
I loved every minute of that conversation. Right off the bat, Eileen was talking about the value that she saw in exposing your kids to a lot of different things and then seeing where they get excited. And it's such a tangible, you know, practical thing to execute as a parent. And I loved that advice. And then I also loved when she talked about, you know, giving kids a chance to be independent, and you can start that at such a young age. And then it's just fascinating to see that obviously that was something important to Eileen. And then you look at her kids today who are so independent and are thriving so much. And you think, you know, that she laid that groundwork and that foundation in their life, which is obviously very powerful. And then I just loved how she talked about, you know, challenges and goals and how they're, you know, challenges aren't a bad thing. And her son basically does nothing but challenges and challenges himself. And that inspires millions of people. And, you know, when it comes down to it, part of why I love this podcast so much is it reminds us, one, of the power that we all have as parents. You know, when our kids are young, we get to shape things and we get to have the conversations, and the conversations that we choose to have in our house can really make a big impact. And I thought it was so clear as I was talking to Eileen about the impact that, you know, the lesson she was teaching her kids when they were little, seeing how that's manifested today is really just awesome. And then at the end, I mean, there was so much that she shared, but also at the end when she talked about the power of paying attention to your kids and those little moments, you know, we tend to focus on the big moments, the birthdays, the holidays, but those moments in between are so special, and really just digging into those moments with our kids. I loved how she talked about the power of those moments. There is nothing better than learning from these brilliant moms. Please come back for our next episode as we continue the parenting conversation, learn insights from moms who have been there and done that.